This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of
the head. Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, back in studio and feeling great because I know how to use coffee in ways that Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, refuses to flex on. Come on, yoga man, where are you? You'll do yoga with goats, but you won't do coffee the right way? What's going on, buddy?
I don't remember yoga with goats. Where did that go?
Well, I think it was a hallucination during a migraine sometime. That's my guess.
Oh, no, that is an Oregon thing, the yoga with goats thing. But just because I'm in Oregon does not mean I do yoga with goats.
Well, I just, you know, listen, I feel your pain. You know what I'm saying? If you say you're just rotten, I'm like, it hurts me a little inside. It's like, my Super Don.
You know what it is? It's staring at a computer monitor so much. Because I do. I mean, literally, I get up in the morning, starts about 8 o'clock, and then until about 6 o'clock, I'm looking at this computer monitor, and sometimes it kind of, you know, kind of strains the eyeballs a little bit. So,
all right, here's what we got. We got, like, fans galore all over the world, a lot of them here on YouTube. Anybody loves Super Don more than me? Why don't you send them a blue screen? You know those things you just put right on your computer screen? The blue filter?
Yeah,
the
blue light
amazing.
Filter thing. Yeah.
It worked for my wife. She couldn't handle a few minutes of the screen. Now she can do it. So anybody out there, you want to say, I will send one to Super Don. Okay, tell them the size and get it. We'll get this done fast. I'm just putting it out there. You know, what the heck? I've been on the road. I'm going to be on the road again. I feel like I'm in between multiple worlds right now because I'm looking at trips that are coming up. And, you know, we have the Trinity Conference this Saturday and Sunday. Super Don, man, I just wish you were going to be there. I'm still thinking about when we do Long Beach next year, if we can get you down. But for now, we've got it's going to be, you know, super people everywhere coming together. And then I just learned as I was going to air, I heard from Terry Aranga and they've invited me to speak at the, Autism One. I haven't been there in a few years. So it looks like in May I'll be able to go back up to Chicago for that, which is great. Now the Florida trip has come together. I've got the International Iridology Conference. I'm definitely now going to be speaking at Peggy's in Stuart, Florida, I think the 24th of October, and then the 25th of October in Coral Springs at Toonies. So we got, like, and then there's a medical conference middle. I got to add this, Super Don. This is what happens. I'm like going frenetic here because there's one like in a couple of weeks in Dallas, a medical conference I'm speaking at. So anyway, this is me being dizzy, coming back into the studio and feeling like, I gotta pack my bags. Anyway, before I pack my bags, we've got to start with a little bit of experimentation. And how about we experiment on children? That doesn't sound too evil, does it?
Vaccines.
That's right. We've got to do more of those horrible vaccine experiments on children. And this is what's happening in St. Louis right now. Apparently, they're recruiting kids, and they've experimented. They've begun the experiments on flu vaccines in children. Now, the only thing that gives me a little hope in the opening paragraph of this story, and thanks to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Vaxxer, they put this out. They're recruited between 9 years of age and 17. Okay, moms and dads, if you allow your children to do this, I mean, I know there's no license for parenting, and I'm not into licenses, but my gosh, really, the nasal flu. It's a nasal flu vaccine experiment. And they're doing it at the Vaccine and Treatment Evaluation Unit site in St. Louis, and this is with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases with the criminal, my opinion, Anthony Fauci, Tony Fauci, who has like, he's like an emperor in his own domain there. He's been there for so long. It's like, since when do you get to put somebody in government position for life? That's what this guy has. He's got a fiefdom, a vaccine fiefdom. And so they're doing this flu vaccine, which is recommended for kids 6 months in age and older, but it's the nasal spray version. So they're proposed, and apparently they were approved for this. They're giving half of the kids the real, what they call the real nasal flu vaccine, while the others will receive an inactive saline solution. Did you catch that, Super Don? Could this really be the first actual placebo-controlled vaccine study? Is it possible that they're finally doing it right, even though I'm not thrilled about that they're doing this on kids, but maybe?
You got to keep reading.
There's always the keep reading part, right? I'm halfway through the thing. I got to keep going. Well, yeah. Apparently, everyone, 100% of the kids, are going to get a flu shot, an intramuscular injection of a licensed quadrivalent seasonal influenza vaccine, probably loaded with mercury, maybe aluminum. I don't know. So what's the point of the test? To find out if, since everybody's going to get the flu shot, is it better to get the flu shot with the nasal spray? Really? This is experimentation on children. And there is no placebo-controlled study because there's nobody getting the flu nasal that is getting an intramuscular saline injection. So scratch what I said in the opening of a true placebo-controlled study. This is not a placebo-controlled study. Therefore, the minor difference between a saline inhalant and a non-saline inhalant on top of a flu injection, what really are you going to come out with? Is it going to be a measure of antibody titers? Is it going to be a measure of flu or flu-like symptoms? I don't know. But that they would experiment on kids against theoretical flu viruses that they don't even know are going to circulate. It's based on, hey, what happened in Australia this year? Somebody's going to fly. Somebody's bound to fly and bring it back from Australia, and then somehow it's going to spread everywhere. And then we'll inject them, we'll inhale them, and we'll see what happens to these kids. Now, I guess if you find therapy-naive poor people, this is, you know, where they prey on socioeconomically challenged Americans, if they're not taking this to Pakistan or India or Central America, then they're preying upon people because they're probably going to offer some kind of money to the parents of these kids that they're sacrificing to injections as well as inhalants. Folks, if you want to prevent the flu, good Lord, you've already got homeopathic medicine, Dr. King's multi-strain flu relief, you got aconitum napellus, we have silver hydrosol, which you can do in your nose, you can take orally. We've got beta-1-3D glucan for better way health, immune modulators that you can give to your kids. There's so many ways to prevent the flu. They can't contain, even though they've tried to ban so many, they can't stop the flood of information about vaccines, their danger, their lack of efficacy. Is this a new book, Super Don, called I Can't Make This Up by comedian Kevin Hart? Is this a new book or has this been out for a while?
Yeah, I think it's his latest book. I think it's last one that he wrote. Yeah.
So he tells anecdotes and funny stories. And one story that got in his book that somehow they didn't block out and ban out, page 362. Kevin Hart says, so you're saying to me, doctor, that you're going to give me the yellow fever now, so if I catch it over there, I'm immune to it because I got it? Evidently, he was going to go to Africa, and they said, you need a yellow fever shot. Doctor says, yes, that's basically how it works. Kevin says, well, why can't I just go over there without the virus, not catch it, and come back okay? Or go over there, catch it, come back, and then you give me the antidote to get it out of my body. You know, treat me, basically. Doctor says, Mr. Hart, you won't experience any symptoms with these shots. It's just a low-grade version of the virus. Kevin Hart, not going to stop there. He says, but why would I want this disease in my body? If I told you I was going to go out with someone who had herpes, you'd say, we can come in and give you a little herpes first? Mr. Hart says, the doctor says, Mr. Hart, these are standard immunizations that all travelers get. Kevin says, it doesn't make any sense. If I let you give me the shot, I have a 100% chance of getting the disease. But if I don't get the shot, there's still a chance I might not get it, right? Doctor, says nothing. Kevin says, it's like telling me you're going to break my leg, so when I go play soccer, I'll be used to getting my broken leg, getting a broken leg. No, man, I'm not letting y'all mentally manipulate me into thinking this makes sense. I'm rolling the dice. If I get sick, you just better fix me when I come back. And listen, Kevin Hart, props, man. You're thinking more clearly than most people that are going, yeah, give me the yellow fever shot.
Well, and he also points out the absurdity of it, right?
Yeah.
You know, when he lays it out that way, it just really makes it sound stupid, doesn't it?
Well, and that's the thing. That's what comedians should do. That's what George Carlin did. That's what the court jesters did. They were able to get away with stuff because they did it with humor, and perhaps that's why they didn't ban it from his book. Remember, this is happening in media. Brian Kilmeade on Fox Morning News or whatever he does, he doesn't like the flu shot for his kids. What was the guy live with Kelly and Michael? Michael Strahan, former New York Giant, Super Bowl winner. He was on that when they were doing the flu shot a few years back. He's like, no, I'm not getting one of those. I've seen my fellow football players bigger than me faint after getting this. Drop. And now you try to find that clip, which used to be on YouTube. It's scrubbed. Folks, they are doing an all-out, all-points bulletin. Anybody speaking ill of vaccination, despite the illness that vaccines cause, shall be banned, terminated from whatever. And it takes comedians to help you see through it. That's why we try to do it a little humorous style, if it's possible. And I don't know if there was anything funny about experimenting on children with injectable vaccines on top of the inhaled version, which we know sheds live, viable, replicating viruses for 21, 28 or more days. And then they want you, if you don't have a flu shot, to wear a mask? How stupid do they think we are? Well, Kevin Hart's not that stupid. Good job, Kevin Hart. We tried to find a clip. Actually, Super Don tried to find a clip of something funny that he said, but all of the words that George Carlin says can't be said on radio were in pretty much every clip that Kevin Hart does.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. All right, y'all, robertscottbell.com. The links are in the show notes. Go get them. The truth about cancer is it's rebroadcasting real soon. We'll get to that next hour with Ty Bollinger. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online.
embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, having a great time sharing a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I'm sorry. Yesterday I called Super D. I was still in Vegas, and I'm like, Super D, I just did a 30-minute educational forum phone with a doctor's group. And I explained to them a lot about the nuances and the science of silver and protocols and things. And after 30 minutes of talking, I'm like, dude, that was effort. You know, for me, talking is effortless. All right? I'm not saying that I don't think about the things I'm saying. That's not what I mean. But, I mean, the mere act of just having the air flow through me, the prana, whatever you want to call the life force, and it comes out vocally. I mean, I'm here to do this, right? You got things you do. It's just what I do, okay? And so when it becomes strained and not effortless, I'm like, I need to take a day down. I need to take a day off. I don't need to do radio today. And yesterday, and Super Don is great. He never complains and says, Robert, you're just a wimp. You're wimping out. I can't believe it. You're not. I mean, that's never your response. You're like, yeah, no, I'm with you. You're good. You're good. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. Oh, we got Michelle on hold. Michelle, tell everybody your background, because you're so smart. You're smarter than most any doctor that I've ever talked to, and you're a wonderful health freedom advocate in Ohio. So give everybody a little bit of your background there.
Well, that's really sweet, Robert. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I've been in practice for 10 years. My specialty is in end-stage renal disease. But one of my biggest passions has always been in biology and genetics. So I do a lot of reading on those particular topics. And okay. About 10 years ago, my daughter was injured by vaccination. She had an allergic reaction. So that got me looking into the vaccination issue.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, there's a lot of biology and a lot of genetics that are involved in the science of vaccination.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. But
I
the thing is,
particular interest.
I mean, but I, you know, when I engage and talk with you, and I've met you a few times now over the last year, and it's just amazing what you, and you've told stories about how the show, this show has helped you as well, but I'm just so impressed with, how you can, you know, wrap around these very intense scientific, concepts and then bring them back out. I love that. And that's why, if I'm not mistaken, you are on the vaccine panel with me. I'm going to be moderating with Chris Barr and one other, and I've got to connect with that person too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a really, really great discussion on Saturday at the Trinity Conference.
Yes, so you'll be there. Any of other our Health Freedom buddies going to join you?
Yeah, I have a few friends who are going to be riding with me from Columbus. And we have about 6 hours to just hang out in the car and talk on the way there. So we're definitely looking forward to getting some girl time, too.
Well, it's just girl time. See, you know, I always crash that party, but we're gonna have a great time. Because you're as far as I know, you're bringing up the girl power in this one, because I think it's three guys and you, unless we can get Roseanne Lindsay to join and balance it out a little bit more. But otherwise, it's going to be sensational. Listen, I got to do a quick update here, because there's a new report saying 30 million Americans now have diabetes. And, of course, you study genetics. This has got to be a genetic epidemic, right? Like autism?
The way that I understand about genetics is that it's less about the genes and more about the environment.
Well, and also,
it
was a trick question, too, because there's no such thing as a genetic epidemic. But if you think about 30 million Americans, that's one-seventh of all Americans, apparently. I don't do the math. This was already done. One-seventh having diabetes, you know, what would modern medicine's answer be? Well, it's genetic. Like, well, why didn't one-seventh of all Americans have that in the year 1900 of those who were alive? There's a smaller pool to sample from, but was it one-seventh then? No. Because we are, as you said, environmentally, we're living differently. We're eating differently. We're deficient in minerals, particularly chromium. And that's what we've, you know, extensively looked at time after time after time, that the right form of chromium, 100 micrograms, three, maybe four times a day, can reverse most every case of type 2 diabetes without fail. Now, I also use the homeopathic remedy Lycopodium and Iris for pancreas, but the chromium is really critical. But thankfully, we've got Novo Nordisk. They have an artificial intelligence assistance program. And Super Don, how did they answer our questions earlier today?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
How did the Novo Nordisk AI do in answering our questions?
We've got actually a collage that we put together of them in the show notes. But basically, Sophia, the artificial intelligence robot, had no clue what we were talking about when we asked about, like, chromium, right?
Yeah.
Or insulin uptake.
Insulin resistance, delivery of sugar. So the artificial intelligence is apparently artificially dumb on this subject. But not Michelle. She's awesome. She's smart. She's going to stick. Can you stick around? I want to talk with you some more on the break and beyond.
Sure.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. Brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, add this to the list, if you don't mind. Upcoming events, May 25th. I know it's more than that, but that's the day I'll be on the Red Pill panel, apparently. At the Autism One Conference in Chicago, Saturday, May the 25th. So Super Don, notch that. See if we can find links, and we'll start putting that into the upcoming RSB show events, as well as this weekend at the Trinity Conference. Michelle, I know that you sometimes you like to remain anonymous because you're an active RN, so I'm not saying your last name on the air unless you want to. I will obviously, you know, it's up to you. Because there is controversy in terms of when you're working in a licensed profession to come out and speak out the way you have.
I definitely do like to operate with a little bit of anonymity, but I am active in my own personal community. I have gone down to the Department of Health, and I have gone and testified for some of the state bills that have been introduced on this particular topic. So it's always interesting, you know, to walk into a lion's den, especially when you're going to the Department of Health and their advisory board meeting, and try to relate to, you know, these people who you want to see a change happen. And it's a real fine dance that you have when you're talking to them about topics that you know are so explosive and so misunderstood. And trying to get them to make a difference is definitely choppy waters, but...
Yeah, for sure. Well, I having talked with you at length over the things that you and your team in Ohio are doing, it's just extraordinary. And you know, I'm just really thrilled that you're on the vaccine panel on Saturday morning, I believe it is, or Saturday afternoon at the Trinity Conference. I mean, I better know by the time I get there.
Yeah, it's going to be Saturday afternoon. I think from 2 to 5, maybe?
Okay.
4?
2 to 4, probably. Yeah. All right, well, stick with me. Michelle's an RN, and I'm going to have her navigate with me a few of these questions that are coming in today. If Super Don is, he's got his headache happening, so and he won't do coffee the right way. So, Michelle, you'll help me with this. Let's answer a few.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, what do we got? Questions of the day wise. As I make fun of Super D, I don't mean to. He's suffering, and I don't want him to suffer. But we got to shoulder on. We got to carry on. And questions of the day. The first of three. This one is coming from Mark D, our buddy Mark D. He always starts with his questions with, what's up, my healing partners? Sometimes he says, what up, my healing partners? I have a friend who approached me regarding a company selling HGH, human growth hormone. I heard you talking about the side effects of this stuff, like likely only by people abusing it, like injecting it all the time and however else they get it in. Anyway, these guys have taken HGH and made it a homeopathic tincture, 30X. People are reporting real good sleep, pain's going away, sex is better, etc. Have you heard of this, and what do you know about it? It looks like the company was launched back in November last year. It's, of course, a network marketing MLM company, and all the people who want to make a lot of money are touting its effects. What do you know, brother? Thanks, man. Love you, Mark D. Now, human growth hormone, taking it in a actual hormonal state, can be very dangerous because it can cause all kinds of aberrant growth. People, bodybuilders that have done these HGH supplements or drugs have actually created cancers in their body. I don't know, Michelle, if you've ever run across any of these people that have done HGH or, you know, the steroid people, the bodybuilder people, but it can be a mess in their system.
I haven't personally in my line. I tend to work with hypertension and diabetic folks that have been eating a bad diet their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't
seen
any bodybuilders. No, I haven't seen that. But it is interesting to make a homeopathic remedy out of it. I mean, a potentized human growth hormone.
Yep, I will say there is merit there. Mark D., you're asking the question. In fact, many years ago, I helped to develop a formula which included HGH in a homeopathic form. And then years later, the FDA cracked down on anybody doing HGH even in homeopathic form. So if they are really doing this, good luck on the lasting of it, because the FDA has homeopathic products in the crosshairs right now. You know, as we've talked about Dr. Frank King and King Bio, where they're going after him, and I think on silly, silly things. But yes, it has legitimacy, although... HGH at 36 is beyond the number of Avogadro. That's not bad. That just means there's no molecule of the original substance left, because at 24X or 12C, it's that number. It's beyond it. Yet it still works. Jacques Benveniste did studies on this, and they were duplicated in studies around the world. And, of course, Nobel laureate, co-discoverer of the scam HIV virus, which hasn't maybe never been isolated, and there's certainly no tests for it, Luc Montagnier, has said, indeed, there is reality to substances diluted beyond Avogadro's number in this homeopathic form or fashion. It has impact on matter. So it would be good. Only problem is, in an MLM, they'll probably sell it for $50 a bottle when it probably costs them a dollar to make. So if you can find homeopathic HGH on the market, you don't need what they're doing. I don't know this company. I don't know what they're doing, but they're MLM. They're gonna charge you at the yin yang for something you could get much less expensively as a homeopathic remedy, which can help you in a lot of these ways safely. But it doesn't replace adequate selenium supplementation. Clean organic diet. You know, people go, hey, I don't have to do anything. I can do homeopathic HGH now, and I'm good. I'm golden. That's not the way this works. All right, we've got a question from Bill. He's a question about the 9 steps to keep the doctor away by Dr. Rasha Bittar. Michelle, have you gotten that book from Dr. Bittar yet?
You know what? I gave that book out as a Christmas present to people a few years ago, but I never bought one for myself.
Well, you know what? I still think they got copies available for free. Just pay shipping. Super Don, do we have a link to that in response to Bill's question? Because he's heard us talk about it. It's still available for free, isn't it?
I believe it is. And like you said, all you have to do is pay for shipping. You'll find it in the show notes.
Oh, it's in the show notes. So, Bill, go to the show notes. And, Michelle, you can do that, too, and get yourself a copy since you gave the last one away. Finally, question number 3 is coming from Daniel. And it says, what is the best way to cure prostatitis? I heard people with chronic prostatitis got cured with injections of antibiotics into the prostate. Is there a place in the USA that does this? Well, Daniel, if there is, I'm avoiding it like the plague. I'm not going to get antibiotics injected into my prostate any more than the women out there should get antibiotics injected into their ovaries. But we do know here on this show that the primary reason for inflammation of the prostate, it can be an infectious cause, but we look at the law of the terrain first. We say, what has gone wrong with this system? And, of course, the male endocrine system, kind of like, you know, the opposite for the female system. And why is it manifesting in inflammation or infection? And we would look at issues of hydration or dehydration. Mineral deficiencies, once again, particularly selenium, more than anything else as it relates to the prostate. Because if you still believe in PSAs, and people do, even though the science says it's nonspecific. And guess what? Michelle, do you've heard about this? Women can get a PSA test and it'll come back with a number. Wait. But you don't have a prostate. How is that possible?
I am not aware of that, but that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Once again, the word specific has to be redefined in modern medicine, because when they say prostate-specific antigen, it is not specific to the prostate, or else women would never test any number for PSA, and yet they do. And this is, again, my point about HIV tests. They are not specific to anything called HIV. They are nonspecific, cross-reactive, 120 different things can cause a positive, potential positive response that they're going to go to their questionnaire and say, are you gay? Are you single? Are you married? Are you black? Where do you live? Are you from Africa? To determine whether the positive is a false positive or it's a real positive. Tell me what other medical tests, Michelle, as an RN, that in order to determine its true, let's say, result. You have to go beyond whatever the lab test says and start asking them questions about their diet and lifestyle and marital fidelity.
Yeah, that's not a very valid test.
No, it's a test with no standard.
It's developing it based on a lifestyle.
Right.
And they developed the questionnaire to give them the answer they wanted.
Yes, very good point. And that, the point there is that it is not a valid test if it takes a questionnaire to determine whether it's truly a positive or truly a false positive and a negative. And another thing about the HIV test, if they don't dilute your blood hundreds and hundreds of times, the dilution level, 100% of the people taking an HIV test will test positive. Everybody! Again, what does it tell you about the test? If a test is valid, it has a standard. That standard is universal across the board. It doesn't change when you go from United States to Canada or Canada to Zimbabwe, if that's still there, or Zimbabwe to Australia. And what you have with the HIV test, depending on what country you take it in, it will be interpreted differently. Explain that as an RN, Michelle. And I'm not accusing you, because I'm just saying, tell me the test that's valid for.
That's not a valid test. You can't have a test that is, the answer is only dependent upon the way you answered a questionnaire.
Right.
That's not.
It's silly, but yet they get away with it. People believe it. And a PSA test, how can it be specific to the prostate, the antigens of the prostate, when women can test PSA, you know, give them a number. What is it going to be? What does that tell you? So we have a medical profession that plays fast and loose with the facts. Makes up stuff as it goes along. And on the vaccine issue that we were talking with Michelle about, and on the break for those of you watching on YouTube, the study she's gone into, what's in a vaccine, Well, they list what's in it, but then there's a lot of things they don't list that they're finding in it, too. And if that's not a problem for you to inject into your child, I don't know why you became a parent. Talking to any moms and dads out there that would submit and subject their children to these vaccines. I know, once you, if you don't know, it's ignorance. But once you know and you still do it, what does that say then?
Yeah. I think that all vaccinations have the potential to cause harm in all recipients. But I'm particularly concerned about these genetically modified ones, like the HPV vaccine and mm-hmm. some of the hepatitis B vaccinations. They've made these genetically modified plasmids, and when you look at the papers describing how they did it, it's kind of scary.
You're soft peddling it. I'd say very scary. Obviously, my children, I don't allow them near doctors, and if they are near doctors, I am with them like their bodyguard. Although my son is 18 now, he already knows. But this is the thing. We've got to recognize the profession for the danger that it is, that it poses. It is the third leading cause of death, iatrogenicide, according to the peer-reviewed literature. It doesn't mean that I'm indicting every doctor or nurse, but, you know, listen, the things they're engaged in are very dangerous and often not really based on sound science, and it changes and it shifts, and their facts change, and then they change with it like they didn't. Well, it was always this way suddenly. You know what I'm talking about, Michelle.
That's a good point, Robert. If they want to talk about preventable death, they sort of are talking themselves out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to prevent death is to not see a doctor.
Very well said. Very well said. All right, well, Michelle's going to be with me in the Trinity Conference. We're going to be on the vaccine panel. I'll be moderating with Chris Barr, not a doc. And I got to look at the thing to see who the other person is so I can talk to him as well, on or off the air. Stick with me. We got one more segment. We'll talk about a different kind of Nazi. Yeah, next. We got to do it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Okay, see y'all in Chicago this week. More upcoming events being released, revealed. I want to say thanks to our friends at CB Sciences, their plus CBD oil, which I wish there was enough that you could bathe in, Super D, and make your headache go away, because he won't do what I tell him to do that will really make it go away. But in the meantime, if you have a dose of Bryonia Alba, homeopathic Bryonia Alba, or anything, any liver detoxification system, and drink more water combination. I know you know some of these things, Super D, but just remind you, you know, that anything that you can do to support your liver, take more selenium. These are the things that will help in reducing the severity and duration of a migraine. For those of you worried about cold and flu season coming up, now that it's fall or almost there to fall in the northern hemisphere, beta-glucan from Better Way Health. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio. They got special deals for you there. And please say thanks and support my good buddy, Dr. Frank King, and King Bio, Dr. King's remedies, being attacked viciously by the FDA. Go get their remedies. I'm still taking them. I'm not afraid at all. But I am a little afraid, Trooper Don, if you're going to call me a grammar Nazi, because I have been known to, well, point out our millennials and their inability to spell things properly. That has been so. And you and I both have had a little bit of an agreement on that sometimes. So does that make us both potentially grammar Nazis?
Yeah, I would be hypocritical. Mm-hmm. If I were to label you as a grammar Nazi. And, you know, look, I don't go out of my way to criticize people. But it drives me nuts when you are on Facebook. If you spend any time doing any kind of shopping on Craigslist especially, you see this stuff all the time where it's just... sometimes it's just a little stuff. There are certain things that people will say, all right, you know what, nobody knows the difference between your and your, right? You see those all the time.
All the time, you know? Yeah.
All the time. Or there, or there, or there, which there happens to be, I think, at least three versions of that, which quite often are used incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, look, I just think it's normal. Now, if you're a little overbearing and you really go after somebody for it, maybe that's, you know, maybe you're kind of jumping the shark a little bit. But mm-hmm. science decided to get involved in this.
Of course.
And they did a study.
Yeah.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
And they found the people.
The picture yes. of this person is just horrible. I mean, you know, whoever it got
well,
to be.
Well, now, this guy here, if you look at his computer, I mean, let's be
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
This was like a long time ago. The guy's got like, it looks like an old Commodore 64.
It does, doesn't
it? I believe.
It? So they're
yeah.
really going after this guy way back in the day, saying somehow
styles were a little different back then,
yeah.
too. You know?
But,
so,
but their, you know. Their point is this, and this is what concerns me, right? Because we have been known to point out grammar issues. So yeah. this study says that people who do that, but I guess the word is constantly, so maybe we'll be okay on this, but they also happen to be pretty much jerks. the result of this study. If you're a constant grammar Nazi, you're pretty much a jerk. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. There's a limitation.
I don't know if I agree with it altogether, though. And
okay.
they say, those friends that are super sensitive to typos on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, psychological testing in this study reveals that those people are generally less open and also more likely to be judging you for your mistakes than everyone else.
Okay. Yeah, that can be annoying. That can be annoying. Honestly, I mean, there's a point. Don't you ever wonder, I mean, you see these mistakes, and sometimes you're inclined to correct them, and other times you're like, nah, I'll just let that one go. And I think, you know, if you corrected it every time, you would go into from a grammar Nazi to a jerk at a certain point, unless you're the English teacher.
Well,
if you're the English teacher, it's your job,
yeah.
right?
If I had to go and correct every grammatical error that I see on a daily basis on Facebook, I'd lose
yeah.
my mind. Now, does that make me a jerk?
Where did Superdon go? He went to planet jerkdom. Why? Because he's spending all of his days correcting everybody's errors on social media. All right, folks. Well, if you're annoyed, there is a remedy. And I think the frustration remedy... Oh, yeah, it is. I haven't mentioned this one in a long time. Argentum nitricum. So if you get frustrated with anything, if anyone in life, the homeopathic remedy is silver nitrate in a homeopathic form. Because silver nitrate in its raw form, it's caustic and it can cauterize a gunshot wound. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about homeopathic argentum nitricum. Okay? So there you go. Your remedy for frustration... This very moment. Maybe you're frustrated with me. Get on with the show, you... Whatever, okay? We're going to go on with the show. Ty Bollinger is going to join us next. We're going to go outside the box together. Super Don's going to be nursing his aching head. And we'll see what we can do to help him in the meantime. Y'all keep coming. Share it. The power to heal is yours. Go to robertscottbell.com and learn all about it. We'll be back after the news break. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.